Listening. Part 1. Activity 1. Distinguishing Features. Exercise 2.
What was your English class like? Were they nice?
Yeah, I was lucky. They were a great group. We got on really well and we often went out together in the evenings.
Tell me about them.
Let's think. Well, there was a boy from Osaka in Japan. His name was Hiro. He had glasses and wore a cap all the time, even in class. He was really funny and made us all laugh.
What about Clara? You told me about her in an email once.
Oh, yes. Well, Clara came from Panama in Central America, so she spoke Spanish. She had long black curly hair and was always smiling.
Who else? Any nice boys?
Well, there was Peter. He was from Switzerland, the German-speaking part.
What did he look like?
He had spiky blonde hair, you know, gelled and sticking up. And he was tall. I mean, really tall. Probably the tallest person in the school. Peter was rather quiet and shy. His best friend in the class was Antonio, who came from Bologna in Italy. I don't know why they became such good friends, because they were completely different.
What was Antonio like?
He was short and dark, with wavy black hair and big dark eyes. He was really funny, too. He never stopped talking. He was always laughing and joking and waving his arms about.
Do you think you'll see any of them again one day?
I hope so. Well, I'm definitely going to see Sophie. She's French. She's only 18, but she looks older. She always wore black clothes and a lot of eye makeup. She's invited me to visit her in Paris next summer.
Great.
Esra will be there too. She's the girl from Turkey that I told you about. She had short dark hair and a very pretty face. She always wore beautiful jewelry, earrings, bracelets, necklaces, and so on. And she made it all herself.